For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The Board of Supervisors rebuked the Measure B Oversight Commission on Tuesday. The Executive Office and the Sheriff asked the Board to amend an existing $25,000 contract with consultant Lee Kemper. Kemper would have been paid an additional $40,000 out of Measure B funds to conduct a mental health needs assessment. The Board compromised by doling out $10,000 and asking for a separate, more detailed contract. Cord Peterson, a county social worker who is president of SEIU Mendocino County Local, mentioned the union's ambivalence about Measure B. Though he agrees that the county needs more mental health services, the question of how to staff a facility does not seem to have been resolved to the union's satisfaction.
We invited Sheriff Allman to one of our meetings to talk about Measure B. Great presentation. No one in the room thought that it was a bad idea, but from a union standpoint, without a guarantee that we could basically staff this unit with county employees, we stepped back from it and just remained neutral. We didn't obstruct it. We didn't stand against it.
CEO Carmel Angelo said that Kemper was expected to focus on the mental health system, not the question of how to staff it. However, she did identify what she believes is a consensus about a major gap in the system.
What he's looking at is the system, and what we want him to look at is the system, and what are the gaps in the system. And while there's probably not a person in this room who doesn't believe that the major gap in our system is a 24-hour facility, the goal of the committee was to really look at what the overall gaps in our system are. And so he has been hired to do just that, and that's the needs assessment. It's not necessarily staffing of a facility. It's not whether the facility will be run by a contractor, a subcontractor, county staff. It's what does the overall system look like.
Angelo sits on the Measure B Oversight Commission, and Sheriff Tom Allman is the chair. This body is charged with making recommendations to the supervisors about how to spend the Measure B sales tax revenue to serve the mentally ill. At their first meeting in January, commissioners discussed hiring Kemper to do the work. And Kemper himself was at the last commission meeting on April 25th, telling commissioners how he planned to conduct the needs assessment. Supervisor Dan Hamburg brought up one point with Allman.
And one other thing I noticed in the minutes that kind of concerned me, and this was a comment that was attributed in the minutes to Mr. Kemper, is he said that in putting together his needs assessment, he was going to be talking to law enforcement, the court system, and to consumers. And it just really struck me that one group he didn't mention was mental health professionals in the community.
And he told me after the meeting he wished he had, because that was his intent. Yes. Okay. But Chair,
yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for looking at minutes.
But Kemper started working on the needs assessment last month without a vote from the Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Georgianne Kroski explained that this put her in an awkward position with voters.
I've had a fair amount of phone calls with concerns about the committee, and you know, and I keep reassuring my constituents that all decisions are coming to the board, and that this is an advisory committee, and that all decisions will be made here. But you know, if we're approving contract, and then I hear he's already meeting with everyone as part of this contract that we have yet approved, you know, that's hard for me to reassure people that we're making the decisions.
Another issue that came up with the pre-existing contract was a lack of clarity. Supervisor John McCowan pointed out the irony of this situation.
Lee Kemper's the ideal person to be doing this work, I absolutely believe, and I'm thrilled that he is available and willing. But one of the things that he identified in what has become known as the Kemper Report in looking at our mental health system was that the contracts that the county had were too weak. There was no accountability in the contracts. There was a lack of clarity of who should do what, and if they don't, what are the consequences. Some of his recommendations were that the county provide for greater accountability in its contracts with our providers, that we have a contract administrator to verify the accountability, and then we were also supposed to complete the MOUs.
Jan McGordy, who also sits on the commission, told the board during public comment that the definition of services is in Exhibit A of the amended contract. But some uncertainty remained, with Angelo declaring that she was unsure if a new contract would have to go out to bid. Supervisor Dan Jurdy contradicted the statement.
What I don't know is, since we are not using the existing contract, if we have to go out for RFP or not. And so I see the supervisors
shaking
their heads
there.
That that's not
professional
the case.
Professional services can be sole sourced up to $50,000, I think.
So we already, I guess I'm, what I'm not understanding is we already have a contract with him. You don't want to use that contract. You want a separate contract for $40,000 with a separate statement of work.
Eventually, Ann Mulgard, the acting director of Health and Human Services, offered a compromise.
I would just make an option for you all would be to reduce the amount of this contract that's in front of you today so that Mr. Kemper and associates can continue on with their work. And we would be happy to work with Measure B and the executive office to bring you back and get your input on a more detailed scope of work with the remainder of the funds, if that's an option you might want to look at. Thank you.
The board followed this recommendation 4-1 with Supervisor Kerry Brown dissenting. Supervisor Dan Hamburg emphasized an earlier point.
Well, I've been very impressed with the work that Mr. Kemper's done. I do think he's the perfect person to do this work. What concerns me more is that in the past, when we've hired Mr. Kemper and paid him a good deal of money, we have often not followed his advice.
Though she accepted the compromise, Krosky too restated her position.
I'm comfortable with moving forward this way, but again, I don't necessarily like being put in this position where we're trying to hurry up and let him continue the work that has been started before the contract even came to us.
The board may revisit the question of following Kemper's earlier recommendations at an as-yet unspecified date. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.